We're here at the Divine Mercy Conference in the RDS in Dublin, and we're just meeting some people who are taking part in the weekend. I'm with Dominic McAndrews. Dominic, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm from Brisbane in Australia, and I'm serving with Net Ministries here in Ireland for the next 6 months as part of the road team. So in that, we're a Catholic youth ministry and going around to schools and sharing our faith, our experiences of Jesus with other young people through our own stories and through, I guess, a dynamic way of sharing the good news and the gospel through dramas and skits and personal testimonies and games and just giving, I guess, a different side of the church and of the faith that young people may not always be exposed to. So
it sounds really good. And tell me, what's the response like in Ireland? How open do you find the young people are to your message?
I find that they're very open in that we're coming in and presenting something new and something different, and it's not like we're coming in to give a lesson or teach or anything like that, but it's just us sharing our stories and the joy that Jesus has brought us in our lives. And we find the students are very receptive to that when coming with lots of high energy things which are different and maybe not what they were probably expecting coming into the start of the day, but find that, hey, I really enjoy this, and that way you set a platform to start to share your message. And yeah, it's a very good response.
Okay, that's fantastic. And it's certainly for meeting the rest of the NET team, there's a great vibrancy among you, there's a great energy. Tell me, for yourself, how did you get involved in NET Ministries?
I first got involved with NET Ministries back in Australia a couple of years ago when we had a NET team in Brisbane around the time of World Youth Day when it was held in Sydney. And seeing them and their witness and their faith was just such an inspiration to me that I was inspired to want to do the same thing. And they had such an impact on my life that I wanted to go and help other young people have the same sort of impact. And if I can have affected the life of one young person in my time in Australia and now here in Ireland, then, I mean, it's all worth it. It's all worth it.
Fantastic. And so you've got members from Australia, Canada, America, and you've members from Ireland as well. So if you're a young person in Ireland who was interested in NET Ministries, interested maybe in getting out there and sharing their faith, how would you do it?
The best thing to probably do is to jump onto our website, which is www.netministries.ie, and have a browse there. And there's lots of information about NET, and it's got some questions, and there's a phone number that you can phone and give us a call if you'd like to find out a bit more information, or even jump on Facebook and find us, NET Ministries of Ireland in Ballybuffet, and like us there. And okay. Yeah, you can get in touch that way.
And so you're based up in Ballybuffet, Donegal. Tell me, how is it moving from Brisbane, Australia, to Ballybuffet, Donegal?
There's a bit more rain in Ballybuffet, but it's a beautiful country, and that's what I've loved. Being here in Ireland for the last 8 weeks has been magnificent, and to see the countryside and the mountains and even the snow, which don't get back in Brisbane, it's amazing, and God's, truly blessed me with wonderful, wonderful experience so far.
And we're here this weekend for the Divine Mercy Conference. This is obviously your first time here. How have you found Divine Mercy in Dublin?
Excellent. Been really, really good. It's great to see so many people here and to get to share stories and cross paths and see where people have come from and the work that they're doing in their local areas and parts of Ireland, and to really be renewed in the divine mercy of Christ, and I guess realizing how I am flawed and I'm failed and I need that, and to be able to come here and celebrate it and be renewed in that is so good. It's soul food.